Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So many people, their spirit is so very weak, and their flesh just dominates them. I mean, we all got desires. Your flesh hadn't been born again. It's the same flesh that you had before you got born again. It's the same one you used to sin with. Whatever weird or bizarre stuff you ever did, it's the same one. And it will still do the same stuff if you let it. 1 Corinthians 9. Why don't you turn over there and look at that. 1 Corinthians 9. I believe it's what, 27? 1 Corinthians 9, 27. He said, but I keep under my body. He's not referring to his body as him. He must be something else. He's referring to him as his spirit. I keep under my body. If you read some modern translations, one says, I beat it black and blue. Because they're endeavoring to describe the Greek word here is very harsh. You know, you need to be harsh with yourself, not with others. I mean, you need to talk straight to yourself. Most of them got it the other way around. They baby theirself and are hard on other people. Now, let's get that turned back around. Man, you need to grab yourself by the ear and say, boy, I am talking to you. You are going to do this, and you are not going to do this, and you need to put your foot down hard. You need to be rough with yourself. Discipline yourself. I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. He didn't say I did it one time and I got it. What did he say? I keep it. I do this. This is a continuous thing. Paul said this. He said, even after I've had multiple visitations of the Lord, I've been caught up to the third heaven. I've got all this revelation. I've been all over the world preaching the gospel. I could still wind up disqualified. That word castaway means I could wind up disqualified from the ministry. I could wind up disqualified from what God called me to do. Why? Because your flesh will do anything you let it do. Yeah, your flesh. So, what's the solution? Well, if your spirit's weak and your flesh wants to do something, it wants what it wants. And it says, I want it. And down inside, your spirit goes, no. It's wrong. You know it's not right. Don't do your flesh. Say, shut up. I want it and I'm going to have it. No. People's spirits are so weak till they're dominated by their flesh. That's why they'll do stuff and they'll do it. And after they do it, they feel so bad, they feel condemned. But then they'll do it again and again. It's possible to get so built up in your spirit that you are so strong inside that you actually intimidate your own flesh. You can turn it around until instead of your flesh being so belligerent, after, I didn't say this would happen overnight, but after a while, your flesh will begin to go, I was thinking about, no. Okay, thought I'd ask. What if we know? Okay. What will do that for you? Put that scripture back up from Acts. What will do that for you? The word of his grace is able. The word itself is able, has the ability in it to do what? Build you up. so that you are able to lay hold of your inheritance. What has already been given to you. Oh, friend, if you really believed this, it would stir you up more than ever before to read your chapter every day and be in church when you're supposed to be in church. And when you're here, you are here and you are drinking it in and you are feeding on it. And if there's an area that you've been weak in, get extra resources and feed that into you. Why? Because that's what you got to have first.
Amen.
And if you get strong enough on the inside, you'll find yourself rising up at where you used to just yield and wouldn't even think about it. You'll say, no, I'm not going to do that. And you'll be strong enough to resist it. And it was the Word that gave that to you. The Word that built you up and made you strong like that. And what's happening right now is God is ministering the Word to us that is building us up so we can reap.
Yes.
So we can harvest.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody say, I receive it.
I receive it.
It's making me strong right now. See, the same thing is true if you think about, well, man, I've sown all this, and man, what a harvest that would be on that. And it's easier just to go, whatever. Whatever the Lord wants. That's sleeping through your harvest.
Yeah.
It's easier to make excuses and look around and go, well, you know, this is not a good time. And maybe someday. And then 3 years later you go, maybe someday. And then 10 years later, maybe someday. Weakness. No. The Lord's putting into us. So He's going to show us things to go after. To pursue. And we won't see how. And we won't know the way. But you don't have to. You'll take a step. And He'll show you the next. And you'll pursue it. And you'll go after it. And you'll get it. And you'll reap it. It takes faith. It takes vision. And tell me how you get your faith. It comes from this Word. From the anointed Word. Hallelujah. I took time to say all that, I believe, by the leading of the Lord, but also so that you will be actively believing. That's what's happening to me right now. Tonight, every service, every time I'm in the Word or hearing the Word, my spirit is getting stronger. I'm getting built up in me. Hallelujah. You can get so strong to what you formerly were just terrified of. You can get so strong in your spirit, though you were scared of dying, scared of cancer. You can feel like you're 20 feet tall on the inside. You'll look cancer in the eye and curse it and tell it it can't stay in your body.
Yes.
Come on, are you listening to me?
Yes.
Only one thing can make you like that. This Word. The anointed, living Word of God. Somebody say, thank you for the Word. Thank you, Lord, for the anointed Word. You in Mark 4? 26. Mark 4, 26. Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. He said, the kingdom of God works like this. Just like when a man takes a seed and he sows it in the ground. You believe Jesus knew what He's talking about? Verse 27, he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knows not how. And here's the good thing, you don't have to know how. It works. It'll still work. In fact, it's working while you're sleeping. It'd be good to remind ourselves of that. You lay down on the bed and you go, every good seed I've sown is going to be working all night while I'm sleeping. It's working all day even when I don't think about it. It's working. What's it doing? It's working so that to the end that it springs and grows up. Verse 28. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself. We don't have to do this. God does this. Through His creation. Through the principles He's created. And the seed. And the ground. Earth brings forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full corn in the ear. Doesn't happen overnight. Doesn't happen all at once. It happens progressively. So you don't sow a seed on most things and go reap it the next day. Do you? We know this in the natural. He said in the kingdom of God works like this too. Verse 29, but when the fruit is brought forth, when you've got the full corn in the ear, it's ready to harvest, immediately he puts in the sickle. I want you to say it out loud. He puts in the sickle. Who is he referring to? The Lord?
No.
The Lord puts in the sickle.
No.
He's referring to the same person that planted the seed. You back up and read the beginning of the passage. The same person that planted the seed, he puts in the sickle because the harvest is come. Who's responsible for sowing the seed? We are. The man is. We are. Who's responsible for making it grow?
God
is. Who's responsible for putting in the sickle and reaping it when it's ready?
We are.
And this is the area we've been weak in. Now, what did we say? Exodus? Go there, please. Exodus 16, verse 4. Exodus 16 and 4. The Lord said to Moses, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people will go out and gather. Everybody say gather.
Gather.
Who's going to rain down the bread from heaven?
God's
going to do it. Who's going to gather it in?
People
are going to do it. The people will go out and gather at a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. And this is all about gathering and gathering like he told you to. Is the Lord serious about you gathering like he tells you to?
Yes.
Have you ever read this chapter?
Yeah.
It's all about the gathering. And he was very serious about it. Verse 5. It'll come to pass on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Everybody say gather.
Gather.
Gather. Should we have gathering faith?
Yes.
Skip on down to verse 16. It'd do you good to just sometime at your convenience read this whole chapter carefully, everything around it. He said, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. What's the first word?
Gather.
Gather. Everybody say gather.
Gather.
Won't you say it two or three times? Gather.
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 And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me